Bill Eccleston is guiding me through the George Washington Wildlife Management Area in Burrville.
That's a hawk. That sounds like the broadwing hawk.
Eccleston is a self-proclaimed woodsman who started hunting in this area when he was about 10. We're on our way to what would be the power plant's property line.
Okay, so here it is. Straight ahead, you've got the power plant site. This would all be clear.
About 35 acres of forest would need to be cleared to make way for the Clear River Energy Center. But conservationists don't want any of this forest's integrity to be lost, totaling about 12,000 acres and spanning across western Rhode Island into Massachusetts. It's the last wildlife corridor of its kind near this part of the East Coast.
This is some of the darkest area between Boston and Washington, D.C.
That's Scott Cummings. He's the Associate State Director for the Nature Conservancy in Rhode Island. Cummings says there are a lot of creatures in this area that need to move around in the dark to survive, and the power plant would create light pollution, which is artificial lighting at night. Cummings says that could have a negative impact on certain species.
For some insects, it attracts them, and they'll just sit on the light all night rather than go out flying looking for food or for mating opportunities. For other animals, it basically creates a roadblock. They can't move to an area where they might feed or find water.
The Audubon Society in Rhode Island is also concerned about how light pollution from the plant could impact bird migrations. Scott Warren is their director of conservation.
So birds are thrown off by artificial light because they're using the stars to navigate. So they might be neotropical migrants that come down from Canada, northern New England, passing through Rhode Island, and then heading their way south. They're going to be using these intact forests.
And some species use the forest as a stopping off place. Conservationists worry that any interference with this habitat, like adding light pollution, could prevent the birds from doing that. Invenergy's development director, John Nyland, declined an interview for this story, but says in an email that lighting will be as wildlife sensitive as possible. He says independent environmental consultants simulated the power plant's lighting and found the project will have minimal nighttime visibility within a 5-mile radius of the site. Nyland says they'll also be following guidelines from the International Dark Sky Association. That's the song of a black-throated blue warbler that was recorded in Plymouth County, Massachusetts. This bird is an example of a neotropical migrant that passes through Rhode Island to head south to Central America for the winter. During this past spring and summer, Invenergy surveyed the power plant site 8 times to see what kind of bird species were around that could be impacted by the plant's construction. The black-throated blue warbler was found 64 times. This particular bird is not endangered, but Scott Cummings from the Nature Conservancy says construction still puts its habitat at risk by fragmenting the forest. He says forest fragmentation separates nature into chunks, and isolated woodlands aren't as valuable as connected woodlands for birds and other species.
Certain animals can only reproduce at certain temperatures, or it could be food-based. I eat fruit this time of year, and I eat insects this other time of year, and so the ability to move and search these things out really is important.
Cummings says the forest connection is also going to be crucial for some species as temperatures get warmer because of climate change.
They will not be able to survive here. So in order to survive, they're going to have to move north. And in order to do that, they're going to have a corridor that allows them to do that.
Invenergy says the Clear River Energy Center will be confined to 20 acres, which the company's development director, John Nyland, calls a small footprint. Nyland says permitting plans for the site call for limited clearing of land to preserve as much existing plants and trees as possible. Avery Brookins, Rhode Island Public Radio.